Think back to the Egyptian galleries where our tour began. When this statue was made, around 600 BCE, Egyptian culture was already ancient. At that time, Greek sculptors were beginning to represent the human form in three dimensions, in stone and on a large scale. Early efforts like this one show how much they learned from Egyptian tradition. Seen from the side, the sculpture echoes the pose and stance of the Egyptian predecessors. Intercultural borrowings like this occur quite often in the history of art. They show how one group of artists often adapts the discoveries of another, transforming them in the process. Despite his abstract features, this youth, or kouros in Greek, has a lifelike look. The sculptor has completely freed the figure from the block of marble and taken care to make it stand independently, like a human being in real space. This, in itself, is a huge technological undertaking, to support roughly 2,000 pounds of weight on the figure's fine ankles, with no additional external prop. His position to appear as if striding forward, as a body in motion, and the artist has carefully rendered the musculature and joints in detail as abstract patterns. Later generations of Greek sculptors made ever more lifelike figures, as you can see in the galleries nearby. Greek artists made the human form their principal focus, and a significant Greek invention in this area is the nude, which carried connotations of vigour, beauty, and even moral excellence, values which this statue also displays. It's an ancient but timeless image, an example of the highest level of craftsmanship, and a lasting testament to human aspiration. This is the last work on my first floor itinerary, but I'd like to say a few more words as you continue to look around, so please press play.